Fire Talk Radio, tune in to LA Talk Radio for reverent, entertaining, and cool talk. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It is 11 o'clock on Sunday, November 9th, and I'm here in New York City. Welcome. I'm Max, your host. This is my radio show, To The Max, and I've got a great show for you tonight. I've got explorer, motivational speaker, best-selling author, filmmaker, award winner, Mike Horn coming on the air. If you want to call in, feel free, 323-203-0815. Now, I've got to get some birthdays out of the way. My friend Sinem in Florence, Italy, she had her birthday, so happy birthday to you. My cousin Nick in Las Vegas, Lori, Joey, your birthdays are coming up this week. Happy birthday to my sister Nikki. Happy birthday to you. And I have a special guest here, my niece Lily, and she wants to sing something for her mother for her birthday tomorrow. So Lily, the microphone is all yours, baby.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mommy. Happy birthday to you.
Good job, Lily. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Lil. So Lily's leaving the studio right now. She's going upstairs, going to bed, calling it a night on LA Talk Radio. But I'm just calling it a fresh start, a new show. So welcome, all my listeners. I've got to tell you right off the bat, I always start with right off the bat. I'm going to come up with something else. Check out stkhouse.com, the One Group. Went to a fantastic restaurant called One in New York. Good times. Now, today I had a fantastic event with Maybach, Mercedes-Benz of Greenwich, Connecticut. Check them out, Mercedes-Benz of Greenwich, Connecticut. Check out MaybachUSA.com. We had a fun event. Drove around in the new big Maybach, the big 62, kind of a funky car. I like the smaller one, the 57S. That's my car. So actually, it was a great event. It benefited cancercare.org of Connecticut, Cancer Care of Connecticut. Every time you test drove the car, they gave $100 to the Cancer Care of Connecticut. So congratulations to a very successful event. A great house for sale up in Bedford, New York. If you want more information, go to HoulihanLawrence.com. Check out their houses up there. If you feel like it's time for you to move. So I got to say hi again to Christina at Breitling in Connecticut. Last week I called her Tiffany because I was so excited to have Tiffany on the radio. So that's the story. Oh, you know what I want to tell you? When I was at this great event today, drove around in a very cool car, met a new friend, Faoud, cool guy. We hung out. My mother came to the event. It was a lot of fun. The cars are amazing. Dunhill Cigars. Good times, good times. Thank you, Mercedes-Benz of Greenwich. So Mike Horn is actually going to be calling in. So until he calls in, I'm going to tell you about Ingrid Hoffman. You know the chef. She's got an amazing book coming out, Simply Delicioso, in Miami, 11-11. So if you're around this week in Miami, Florida, go to Barnes & Noble on 124 North Kendall Drive at 8 p.m. Say hi to Ingrid Hoffman. Tell her that Max from To The Max sent you. Buy her book, Simply Delicioso. And why don't you cook up a storm, you know? It's getting, I'm here in New York, it's getting cold. It's a nice time to stay home and cook. I've got to tell you, I went to Manfredi in Greenwich, ManfrediJewels.com. I had a great time there. Walked around the store, beautiful place to buy some jewelry and watches, fantastic watches. Now, go to Betteridge next door if you want Panerai, and we're going to talk about Panerai with Mike. But if you're looking for other watches like Harry Winston, then you go over to Manfredi. Now, I got to tell you about an event. Law LA Fashion 101, Spring 2009, November the 13th. It will be at Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills. Costs $20 for fashion group members, $45 for non-members. It's going to be a fun fashion group international, Los Angeles, presenting Fashion 101, Spring 2009, a trend report and global video of New York, Milan, London, and Paris runways. So if you missed any of the fashion weeks, go to Saks in Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, the 13th this week, and check it out. For more information, go to FGILA at earthland.net. Yeah, actually, email them or check out Saks. You know what to do. I want to tell you about another. Oh, I met a cool, I don't know where we're going to go with this. All right. Let me tell you about another event. Vintage Shopping in Los Angeles. Again, the 13th of November in West Hollywood, Los Angeles. Check out dailycandy.com and then get more information there. You'll have a fun time. Get some cocktails, some vintage shopping in, and do your thing, my friends. And that is at 8214 Melrose Avenue. So if you're looking for some vintage clothes, check that out. All right. And this is my favorite. All right. If you're in Los Angeles, the 15th, this week, you can play bingo with the senior citizens. Volunteer your time, my friends. For more information, go to www.laworks.com. Check out how much fun you could have this Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday, the 15th. It's not the 15th, but it's the 15th. And play bingo with some senior citizens at the Hallmark, the Hallmark Cheviot Hills Assisted Living. Check them out. Go play with the. Go play some bingo. Bingo's in. Okay, I did a great event at Highgrove. And again, if you guys are looking for luxurious apartments, go to HighgroveStamford.com. That is the place you want to live in Connecticut. Beautiful building. Miller Motors did a great party. Go to MillerMotors.com. They have the beautiful Maserati. If you're in the market for a nice four-door or even a two-door, check out Maserati and go see Miller Motors in Greenwich, Connecticut. We're just covering all kinds of cars today. So let's see. What am I going to tell you all? Charity Buzz. Go to CharityBuzz.com, okay? They have an auction right now at $18,000. You know, this weekend is coming up the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show 2008 in Milan, in Miami. And go to charitybuzz.com and bid. If you got some, the next bid is $21,000. So if you want to go see all the hot girls from Victoria's Secret, you know who they are, go check it out. It's going to be a fun event in Miami this coming week. Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. How hot is that? Let's see. I want to talk about Jennifer Hudson real quick. God bless her. The poor girl has gone through so much. And just keep her in your thoughts and in your prayers. And while you're doing that, check out for me, please, okay? Ceasefirechicago.org. And check out their campaign. Toll free, 866 to seize. And just, people, stop killing people. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, poor girl, Jennifer Hudson. My prayers and thoughts are always with you. Where are we going to go? Let's see. I've got a whole board in front of me. I really want to go to Kanawan. Now, if any of you know about Kanawan, I want you to call me and tell me about it. I know about it, but I want to know about it if any of you know about it. So we'll see about that. Here we go. I just had a great week. You know, I'm working so hard doing this restaurant. Speaking of that, I went to another great event. Here we go. At Broadway Kitchens in Stamford. Check out BroadwayKitchens.com. They did an event there for, I'm going to tell you all the information you know right now, for Michael Colameco. Check out Colameco.com. Colameco.com. Mike Colameco. He's got his own radio show too, by the way, everyone, on WR710.com. So check out WR710.com. Check out Michael Colameco. He's on every morning at 11 o'clock to noon, weekdays. Take Saturday off. And then Sundays is on 10 a.m. to noon. So he's a very cool guy. And it's Food Talk with Michael Colameco. Check him out. So everybody, here we go. I've got to tell you, I've got a call coming in. So Sam, would you be so kind to open up the line to my caller? Hopefully it's Mike Horn. Hi, this is Max, and you're live on To The Max. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi. Hello. This is Mike Horn speaking.
Mike Horn, hi. Welcome to The Max. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm very well. Where are you?
We're navigating along the peninsula in Antarctica at this stage. And, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I thank you so much for coming on to the show. I've got to tell everyone, Mike Horn, you're an amazing individual. If you can hear this noise, everyone, Mike Horn is an explorer. He's our modern day Christopher Columbus. And you're on an amazing voyage right now. I want all my listeners to know about the voyage that you're on. So can you tell them about it?
Hello, sir. Sorry, you I'm not getting you 100%. Can you just repeat what you asked, the question that you asked?
I said, tell all my listeners about the voyage that you're on right now.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, can you hear me? We're talking about your voyage that you're doing right now with Panerai and Mercedes-Benz.
Right, yeah, well, I'm doing a trip around the world, crossing the seven continents, and I left the tip of South America about 3 weeks ago, and as we're speaking, I'm heading down the peninsula of Antarctica in very thick ice, as it is still very early in the season, and the ice is still breaking up at this stage. We're trying to find access to the peninsula, but we've been blocked by a lot of sea ice at this stage.
Now, tell me, when Panerai outfitted your boat, so is everything going well with your boat that Panerai gave to you?
Yeah, the boat was built like a four-wheel drive on the ocean, and this boat allows us to go into the ice as it can go up, sail up rivers like the Amazon River, goes into the can go into the channels of China, and this boat is built in a specific way that we would love to run the boat on solar power. And what we're looking at is integrating solar panels into the sails of this boat so that eventually we can run the boat on hydrogen motors in a couple of years' time. So it's quite an, there's a lot of innovation going into this project. And this just means that today we can travel without actually polluting our planet.
Amazing. Now, what is the name of the voyage that you're on right now?
The expedition is called Pangaea, and Pangaea means the world as it once was. It comes from the Greek, and 250 million years ago, when all the continents were all together and joined, there was one supercontinent, and that continent was called Pangaea. And my idea is to travel around the world and bring people together on this boat to go and find the beauty of the planet so we can teach them how to conserve the beauty and then make it last for the future generation. So we're selecting young adults in between the age of 13 to 20 years old to join us on Pangaea, which is our mothership. And then we're taking them onto the seven continents, showing them the beauty, teaching them how to conserve it, and then acting to clean the planet.
Wonderful. Now, how can these individuals find you and contact you?
Individuals can contact me through the website. We've just had our first visit where we had one American that has been selected and has joined us in the training camp in Switzerland. And he was selected by one of many that applied, and the applications are done through the website, so that people can go into the mikehorn.com website, and there's an application window that's open. They can apply through the application window. Then we bring them to Switzerland to train them up to go into the elements of nature, and once they've trained up, they join us in New Zealand, they'll join us in the Himalayas, they'll join us in Siberia, they'll join us on the North Pole, in the Amazon jungle, in Canada, in the US, and obviously in Africa. So it's a trip around the world for the next 4 years, and anybody is welcome to join the trip, and they have to simply make an application through the website.
Great. Well, listen, I know that this is a four-year journey. I know that you have your wife, Kathy, out there and your two daughters. Are you missing them right now?
Yeah, you know, having my wife and my two daughters living, you know, the day-to-day life and me being out there as an explorer, you know, we miss each other. And at the same time, my family gives me the freedom to do what I do. And in return, I have to come back home safely, and it helps us to make decisions that sometimes a little bit risky and that involves a little bit of danger, to be more conservative and think of not only ourselves, but the family and the friends, and obviously the partners and the sponsors that support us in these on these journeys. And you know, it's needless to say that we out here, and if you don't respect nature, obviously nature won't respect you. And my family gives me the freedom to go out there, and they trust me to come back alive.
Wonderful. Now, I know that nature has been a little mean to you. When you were crossing the North Pole, you had frostbite on your fingers, and you had to have the tips of them amputated.
Yeah, you know, things like that do happen, being a professional explorer and going out in extreme conditions, like the polar night. And, you know, we are not... we're not sheltered from any accidents that can happen, although today we have modern-day equipment, we have satellite images, we have many, many aids to make or help us make the decisions and make the right decision. But man is still man, and nature is still nature. And when you're out there at minus 60 degrees Celsius and you take your gloves off to attach your shoelace because your shoelace came undone, obviously, the price to pay. And unfortunately, yes, I have. I've had a couple of fingers amputated simply because I picked up some frostbite on the North Pole.
On the North Pole. Now, has any of these adventures been your favorite adventure so far?
You know, adventure is my life. And you know, I wake up in the morning thinking of, wow, today I'm going to see something that I've never seen before. Today I'm going to go completely into the unknown, walking where most of the time no man has ever walked. Although all the world is mapped, not a lot of people have been around the world into the places that is off the beaten track. And that's what makes it so exciting for me, is to go out and live a dream. And as a kid, you know, reading the books from Christopher Columbus to Nansen to Shackleton to all these old explorers that went out there to discover new land. And we don't discover new land today. I think we discover new territory in humans. And that is what makes it so exciting being a professional explorer, because every day you have the freedom of choice to do exactly what you would love to do.
Well, would you love to climb K2?
I was there last year, and the idea was to climb four of the highest mountains in Pakistan. And we reached the summit of the Gashamroon 1, and then reached the summit of the Gashamroon 2, and then moved over to K2 base camp. And unfortunately, we ran into bad weather at about 7,500 meters in altitude, as we do climb without oxygen, and we do, in a way, solo climbs where we don't use any rope in between our climbing team, and we don't take any high-altitude porters. It makes the climbing and all the way that we climb a little bit more different than the classic way of climbing mountains. And K2 is certainly on the list to go back to and do. And, you know, once you've seen the mightiest mountain of them all, people always speak about Everest. But K2, I think, stays the mountain of the mountains. And if you've been there, you know, it's got this strong call that obviously wants you to go back and reach the summit.
Now, are you still operating No Limits in Switzerland, your sports center?
Unfortunately, you know, being away from home for such a long time, you know, I could not run both expeditions and the No Limits sports center. And my expedition, that took me 2.5 years around the Arctic Circle, where I had to cross Greenland, Canada, Alaska, and Siberia. You know, before I left, we basically made a choice to close the No Limit Center and hand it over to a couple of friends that's still running it in Switzerland. So, you know, today I'm hardly ever at home, and for the next 4 years I'll be on the road. So We have a couple of friends in Switzerland that's running their business that they've taken over from us, and it still exists, but I'm not actively involved in it at all at this stage.
Right. Now, who are some of your big sponsors for your trip, for your voyage right now?
The big partners or sponsors that I have, you know, the title sponsor is Mercedes-Benz, and Mercedes-Benz has been a sponsor of my expeditions for the last 7 years. And the second big sponsor that I have is a watch company called Panerai. And Panerai has made all the timepieces for me that I use to navigate. Obviously, when you go to the North Pole, digital crystal liquid freezes, and you cannot see the digits on the crystal liquid display. So Panerai hand make the watches for me that I use the sun and the time to determine direction in which I will be going. And that has been a sponsor of mine and a partner of mine for the last 7 years as well. And when they have to make watches that obviously have to withstand certain temperatures and some extreme conditions, it is very important to trust good partners and sponsors.
I know Panerai well because I have a home in Florence, Italy, and Panerai is from Firenze, so I know them well. They're a great watch company.
Oh no! For me, I'm. It's a great honor to be sponsored by, you know, by people that are as passionate about making watches as I am, as passionate as going out exploring, and it's just, you know, for me a great honor to be associated to them.
Now, you've been quoted to saying that together we can tap the world's most powerful energy source, and you call that energy source the younger generation. Do you have any words of wisdom for the new generation out there?
You know, we've listened a lot to bad publicity, and we've listened a lot to people telling us that the planet is in danger. And, you know, I think we should stop making people afraid. The energy source that we have and that we don't listen and we don't consider in everyday life is the younger generation, and just for that reason that I want to create ambassadors of the world and give these ambassadors, the young explorers as I call them, or the young ambassadors, give them a chance to speak out about the beauty of the planet. And that's why I've taken them to Antarctica, and we'll take them for the next 4 years around the world so we can show them the beauty. And they themselves then can influence industry. They themselves then can influence industry. They can development, businesses, economics, and even politicians can be influenced if the younger generation get together and think towards a brighter future. So I think that is an untapped source of energy that we have in our hands, and that we're actually not listening to at this stage.
Absolutely. Now listen, what is the harm of global warming, and is it in existence right now? What is your take on global warming?
You know, I basically came back from an expedition that it took me 2 years and 3 months to walk around the world, and then there was this guy out there, Al Gore, that was, you know, carrying on about global warming, and how bad the planet was. And to me, I think he, at the end of the day, it was a little bit exaggerated. It was not what I saw. I saw the beauty of the planet. There is signs that the planet is busy warming up. There is signs that there's a change in the environment. There is signs that basically the humans have an influence on the environment and on what we call global warming. But I think that we have to stop today making people afraid, and we should give people more hope than trying to make them afraid, because if we keep on blowing on the same whistle and cry wolf, at the end of the day, nobody's going to listen. So, you know, there is science out there. I'm in Antarctica at this stage. Last year they had no ice around the peninsula, and this year the ice is so thick that, you know, we cannot get through with our boat that's specially built to come here. And what I think is that there's a change in seasons at this stage. Man is definitely accelerating global warming, and what we have to look, if I can give my advice, is to take care of the resources of the planet more than take care of ourselves. Because if we don't take care of the resources of the planet, we're basically cutting the branch that we're sitting on. And, you know, if we use too much water, if we keep on living and consuming the way we are consuming, the planet can't sustain us. And I think we have to look more at a sustainable way at the planet than how can we all live together today to make it last for the future generations.
So would you say right now that the world is in a safe place with the global warming situation that's been so hyped up?
I think that, you know, what we have to be careful of is that, you know, the world is fragile. There is a lot of danger out there. And the man has had his impact on the resources of the planet, especially water. And for us, the main problem today is that we're slowly but surely running out of fresh, clean drinking water. And I think that we should start looking at how industry uses water, how we use water, and how we disturb the biodiversity of our planet. So if we can take care of that, the planet will return back in harmony with itself. As long as man has an influence on what is happening in nature, obviously then everybody's going to think about greed and money and not to the well-being of the planet that is going to sustain us for a long time. And I seriously think that we can, if we all get together, we can make a difference.
Well, you are definitely making that difference, and I thank you from here in New York right now for going out there and actually being someone that's making the difference. And you, I know that your blood and your sweat and your tears are behind all of this, and so I personally want to thank you for your hard work, because you're truly an amazing inspiration. Now, where are you off to next?
Well, I'm heading off to the South Pole, and I'll be on the ice heading to the South Pole in about a week and a half's time from now. And hopefully it will take me about 3 months to get to the pole and back to my boat. And then we'll be, once I've reached the South Pole and walk back off the Antarctica continent, I will then head down to New Zealand and then up to the South Pacific Islands in Australia.
So you'll warm up a little bit, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of about a 3,000-mile hike to the South Pole, and in 1 week's time, I'll be on the ice and basically, you know, do the hike towards the South Pole and try and get back to my boat where, you know, my crew has dropped me off.
How many people are aboard with your crew? How many people are with you?
On board Bangaia today, we have six people on board the boat. The boat is 115 foot and it's 30 foot wide. It's built to go into the ice, meaning that there's a lot of electronics on the boat. There's a lot of, as well, we need a lot of engineers to work with the special diesel motors that Mercedes-Benz has made for the boat. And you need a good crew of about six people to run this boat comfortably.
Amazing. Now, after this trip, will you be doing a documentary?
We are documenting everything that we're doing, and we've seen and lived through the most amazing experiences so far. And, you know, last night our mooring lines broke as we were anchored to a piece of ice along the peninsula of Antarctica. And, you know, a massive big piece of ice broke away and our boat was attached to that. And it's quite spectacular footage. So, you know, we would love to come and share this with people that don't really want to go out there and live these experiences but would like to see them. But like always, you know, you have to find the right TV stations. You have to find the people that really want to invest a little bit of money to show that to the rest of the world. And if we don't find it, you know, all our images stays in our office and collects dust like most of the things that I've done on the last 20 years. It's very difficult to really, you know, make full-on documentaries because it's quite expensive.
Now, have you had any encounters with the wildlife so far?
The wildlife has been quite calm around the Antarctic Peninsula. We've seen some whales in the Drake Passage heading down to Antarctica. We've seen a lot of penguins, chinstrap penguins, where we anchored our boat close to Deception Island. And then as we moved closer to the peninsula, a lot of seals sunbathing at about -5, -6 degrees Celsius. But the sun, when the sun comes out in Antarctica, it heats them up a little bit, and you can see them on these floating ice floes, you know, the black spots of all these seals sunbathing in the 24-hour sunlight that we have actually down in Antarctica at this stage. So, you know, it's quite amazing that the wildlife hasn't seen people, and you can really come close to them and have a good look at them without really disturbing them. And it's quite amazing that, you know, wherever humans have been in contact close to civilization, animals are shy, while where they haven't been in contact with humans and where we haven't really hunted them, they come quite close to the human. And it goes to show that there is still hope, and there's not only despair around the world for our planet Earth that we're living on.
Wonderful. Now, so when are you in New York next? When will you be in New York?
We'll come through to through New York after our crossing of the North Pole in Canada, and that will be in about 3 years' time, unfortunately. And I've spent, on my way down to Antarctica, we spent 1 week in New York, and that amazing time was quite an emotional moment, sailing in and seeing the Statue of Liberty. And we anchored in we were in a little marina close to where the Twin Towers used to stand. And, you know, a lot of water has flown under the bridges, and hopefully we'll get back to New York in 3 years' time, seeing it in the exact state that we left it. And, you know, I hope that, you know, really we can get back there, because we've met some amazing people in New York.
Well, New York looks forward to having you back. And I'm sure you've heard that America is going to have a new president now. So by the time you get back to the States, we'll be in full effect with our new president. So we look forward to having you here.
Yeah, I know. It's great that you guys have, you know, having a new president. I think there's only a brighter future for the Americans and the rest of the world. And we're quite excited about it, even down in Antarctica at this stage.
Well, we're excited here at LA Talk Radio to have you on. It's been an honor, and I could go on talking with you forever, but you've got the world to explore. So I want to thank you so much for coming on. And maybe in the future, definitely in the future, I would like to have you on and let us know your progress with this voyage and where you'll be going and discovering and just being an inspiration to mankind. You really are leaving a mark on this world. So thank you so much.
Thank you for the support. And we really appreciate all the help you guys giving us to getting our message out there.
Well, your message is so important. So, in closing, do you have any words of wisdom for humanity that you want to offer here on To The Max on LA Talk Radio?
You know, all that we want is we want people to apply, young adults that's motivated and really think that they can make a difference and help us all together to become the world ambassadors and stand up and speak out that we really can save the planet that is actually in a state that we can still do something about it. So
and
we need to fight to get the...
Okay, I believe that we can save this planet, and I thank you for being the ambassador. I'm 29 years old, so for me, you're a real inspiration because I believe that with you and with all that you've seen, there is hope for this, for the planet. So thank you so much, Mike.
All right, Kevin. Ciao, ciao. Have a great evening.
You too, and stay warm if you can, and I'm sure we'll speak to you very soon, and I'll keep emailing you to give my listeners an update.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, Mike. Have a wonderful night and keep on going.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Godspeed. Wow. Where do I go from here? My goodness, everybody. Well, that was Mike Horn. You can go to MikeHorn.com. You know, just when I thought the planet was in despair and Al Gore came and turned everything upside down with global warming, and then you hear a man whose fingers have been amputated because he's exploring the world to find out the truth about it. It just is mind-blowing. So, to the max, what do I have to say to that? So, thank you so much to Mike Horn. Such an inspiration. I mean, I there were some parts of that interview I didn't even know what to say, and for me to be speechless and not to know what to say it's actually amazing. So he's truly an incredible, incredible individual, an incredible man, and unbelievable. So for more information, go to MikeHorn.com. Join him. Listeners out there, if you know of someone or if you've been inspired to join this amazing, amazing mission, this amazing voyage, this amazing journey across the world, I encourage you to go on his website, fill out the application. I definitely want to do it, but I've got to open up my restaurant. So MikeHorn.com. Wow. I'm just like in awe right now. And now everything else I'm going to tell you just sounds so superficial, but the show must go on. Thank you so much, Mike Horn. You can all check out. You know what? Go to Wikipedia and type in Mike Horn. Learn about him. Schools, write about him. People, be inspired by him. Kids, if you need to write about someone, write about Mike Horn. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So thank you so much. Mercedes-Benz, thank you for making those engines. Panerai for making those watches. Everyone, go to Panerai.com, one of my favorite watches. Unbelievable. Firenze, Italy. Panerai watch. They're amazing. So I hope this show inspired you. Speaking of that cold, 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 cold weather, I mentioned earlier in the show a place called Kanawan. And I was joking around my friend Di, Auntie Di, the other night. We were at a fantastic place called Club Macanudo in New York. Go to clubmacanudo.com. Actually, just go there in person. It's the only place in New York where you can have a cigarette and a cigar inside. Wow. But Kanawan Island. And we were joking, do you smoke Kanawan? Do you visit Kanawan? Mike Horn, go to Kanawan. Warm up. It is one of the most beautiful islands in the world. Their first G5 took off earlier this year, fully fueled from London nonstop to London nonstop. It's got a runway. It's got a private runway, so you can have your jets take you there. Raffles Kanawan is the luxurious 5-star retreat, Raffles Kanawan. 200 glorious rolling acres of nature. It's a beautiful place to go. There's a golf course, restaurants, and all in all, it is a beautiful, beautiful island and a beautiful resort. It is unspoiled and virtually undiscovered. And it has been the Caribbean's best-kept secret until now. I'm to the max on LA Talk Radio. It's only 110 miles west of Barbados. So I'm going to email Mike and tell him about Kanawan Island, I'm sure he knows, and have him pull up there. What now? That's a party. In 3 years, he's going to be in New York. So I'm going to invite him to my restaurant, Delmonico's, once we open. You know, my grandfather's restaurant, Delmonico's. Speaking of earlier this week, I was at that party at Asprey. Check out Asprey.com. I have another party this week. you know, parties, parties, parties. At one of those parties, I met a fantastic gentleman by the name of Christian. He has the Elite Traveler magazine, which is the private jet lifestyle online. It's a truly amazing magazine. It's not just online, but that's where I'm looking right now. They have actually a beautiful, one of the most beautiful magazines I've ever seen in the world, the Elite Traveler. Incredible magazine. So if you need ideas, check out Elite Traveler. I'm gonna talk to Christian this week about Mike Horn, and we're gonna get an article together in there. So I don't even know where to go anymore. I'm just so in awe that Mike was on my show and that he had such a powerful message to share to everybody. Sorry for that, you know, the connection, but I'm sure he was on satellite phone and he was calling from the cold, cold minus 60 degrees, going to the South Pole, minus 60 degrees Celsius. So y'all think you have it bad. Well, moving along. I just want to like end the show, but I got like a couple more minutes. So I'm going to bombard you with information, okay? There's an exclusive Veranda jewelry appointment and estate October 16th to December 31st in London. Check out Starwood Hotels and check out Verdura, the jewelry. I think I said Veranda because that's a great magazine. It was just in my mind. But it's actually the Verdura jewelry collection, which is one of my favorite collections, actually. Let's see. Where are we going to go from here? Mercedes-Benz. You guys rock. Go Mercedes because you know what? You guys do your thing and you support. So let's see. I'm going to talk to you now about some other things going on. Black Tie and Blue Jean Gala, November 14th at the Four Seasons Beverly Wilshire. If you're in California, tickets are $500. Go to luckybrand.com/foundation. They're the ones in charge of this event. Or call 310-899-9199 and go to a fun event. Hello, Black Tie and Blue Jeans Gala, November 14th in L.A., the Four Seasons. If you need a place to stay, you know the Four Seasons is always nice. And their desserts are divine, Four Seasons. I told you about Mike Calameco, cool guy. So much going on. Okay, now I want to tell you about, let's see. I want to tell you about an amazing thing that I saw called Demotix.com, Demotix.com, the Streetwire. There are photographers all over the world that take real-life photography instead of, you know, all the hype photography. They catch people in action. Check them out. You share your images with the Demotix community, and they license them to the mainstream media for us. Yes, working for us, like LA Talk Radio. So, got to give plugs there. All right. Now, what do I want to tell you? You know what I want to tell you, everybody? CBS Early Show is going to be featuring music and artists through the decades. Starting tomorrow, CBS Early Show, we'll have the 50s, Tuesday the 60s, Wednesday the 70s, Thursday the 80s, which leads me to say two hearts that beat as one. Stacey Q is going to be on Thursday. So tune in to the CBS Early Morning Show at 7 a.m. and check out Stacey Q. Friday will be the 90s. So check that out, too. And, wow, what else? Many things are going on, you see? All you got to do is tune into To The Max and find out what exactly is going on. Speaking of what's going on, I want to tell you about... What do I want to tell you about? Oh, you know what I want to tell you about? In New York, the Historic District Council, okay, is right now in the process of saving the Tin Pin. I think I pronounced that right. I've got to go into my files and tell you exactly what it is because we need your help. We need your support, listeners. New York needs you, okay? Because New York needs you to help save, okay? To help save, what are we going to save? I wish I could. We got a lot to save. But I can't find the email to tell you where to save it from. Oh, you know why? Because I'm in the wrong email address. Okay, so here we go. Oh, you know what? You remember I told you about that little restaurant, the Greek restaurant at the Grove in L.A., Ulysses Voyage? Check them out. They got the best desserts. My favorite place. All right, so Tin Pin Alley is New York, and they're historic buildings, and they want to tear them down. We need your support. everybody, here we go. Okay. Sorry for the delay. Back to the show. We've got to save them. Okay. And you know why? Because it's nice to preserve history, you know? And I'm going to do another plug because my plug is me preserving my grandfather's restaurant, Oscar's Delmonico, which will be opening up pretty soon in Stamford, Connecticut. Meetings are happening. Investors are coming around. I need a few more and then we're going to get going. So I want to tell you all about that. But please go to hdc.org, the Historic Districts Council. Check them out and help save Tin Pin Alley. Okay. So what else do I want to tell you about? Oh, hello, Amazon.com, extreme entertaining made simple, with Eduardo Zoll and yours truly, Max Tucci. You know, I did the classic dinner party in that book. So go check that book out. Buy your copies on Amazon.com. If you ever see me, I'll autograph it for you. I'll get Eduardo to autograph it for you. You know, he's been on the show before, Extreme Makeover Home Editions. Check them out on ABC.com. And while you're checking them out and while I'm doing my show, while I'm preparing for my show, I'm missing my favorite show, Brothers and Sisters. So I got to tell you about this DJ. Go to myspace.com/, you ready? SOFIEFATALENY. She's an amazing DJ. She spun Stacey Q and my girl Tiffany. And I was just like, wow, this is an amazing champ. Amazing time. Okay. Oh, you know what I want to tell you too? Go to Warren Chocomi Salons. WarrenChocomi.com, amazing salons. I met my boy Joe Warner the other night at the Asprey party. Cool guy. You know, he's at the Plaza now in New York. So go check him out. They're in Greenwich, Connecticut, New York, and West Hollywood, California. Warren Chocomi. Cool guy, Joe. What's up? What's going on? I also want to plug my sister's company, achocolateaday.info. You know what I'm talking about, the healthy chocolate. She's going to get me because I always say it wrong, but I call it So Shy. Check out our website at chocolateaday.info. Also, now, I was sent an email about this incredible man named Mark Wilkinson, the finest furniture of our time, unmistakably. Okay, go to mwfnyc.com. Unbelievable, the most beautiful cabinetry, the most beautiful furniture. Really, he is an incredible individual. He's got clients ranging from everyone from Elton John to Joan Collins to Sarah, the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, Camilla Parker Bowles, everyone, Mark Wilkinson. Now, if you haven't heard it here, then I don't know where you're going to hear it from, because this is the man that you want to design your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom furniture, whatever millinery work you need. He is the man, okay? So again, check out mwfnyc.com. Okay. I got a couple more things to tell you, then I'm going to have to say goodnight to y'all. I had a fun time today. An amazing show. Mike Horn. I'm still blown away. But robreport.com is one of my favorite magazines. They were one of the sponsors for today's event. So check out robreport.com. I have my friend Julie. She works with them there. So it's good to see you, Julie. All right. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Let's see, my friends. Fairfund. You know that charity, fairfund.org. I'm on the board. Tomorrow we have our event. Going to get it together, and we're going to let you all know more about Fairfund. It's been on my show. Check out all my archives, actually. Good segue into that. Fairfund.org. Donate your money. Donate your time. Become a member. We need volunteers. We need you all. We need you. You know what I want to tell you about? Check out FerrariLife.com/forums. If you like Ferraris and you want to write about them, that's the place to do it. You know what else I want to tell you? Martha Stewart Living Radio. I met a cool, cool guy at the SPCA event. His name is Mario Bosquez, and he's the host of Living Today with Martha on Martha Stewart Living Radio. You know it. Check out MarthaStewart.com. Check out the radio show. Cool guy. Thank you for supporting SPCA, Martha Stewart, and Mario Bosquez. I look forward to actually having you on my show, Mario. I sent you an email today, and when you respond is when I'm going to have you on. So, my friends, my To The Max listeners, to the world, there's hope. Global warming is not as bad as you thought. Al Gore, next time you see him, you might want to have him call Mike Horn and find out the truth on what's going on before he starts spreading rumors. Oh, congratulations, America. We have a new president, Barack Obama, president-elect, commander-in-chief as of January. Good luck. May God be with you. this sort of, you know, I can't even be depressed anymore because about the world, the earth, or this, or that. After speaking to Mike, it's like, there is hope. And how amazing is that with the animals? It's like they're not even scared of humans because they don't even know how to interact because they're not trying to be killed. So I'm just like, wow, good times, everybody. Mike Horn, thank you so much. Christina Breitling, I'm coming to see you. All right? I'm going to come see you. My favorite thing of the week, everybody, is a cologne called Nostalgia from my favorite place, Santa Maria Novella in Firenze, Italy. Oh, this is one of my most amazing smells ever. The best scent. And I got to tell you, it's delicious. Also, let me tell you all something else. What I want to tell you. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Sunday is here. Tomorrow's November 10th. Veterans Day. God bless all of you, November 11th. Everyone, take some time and thank a veteran because they've done so much for us here in this country, in America. I've got international listeners, so I got to clarify things. But take some time and thank a veteran. Veterans Day is November 11th. You know, from young to old. And unfortunately, there's more young ones now than I think older ones. But it is what it is, my friends. It is what it is. I had a wonderful time on the show tonight. I just can't thank again Mike Horn, motivational speaker, explorer, best-selling author, filmmaker, award winner, amazing guy. To his wife, Kathy, and his two daughters out there, Anika and Jessica, your father is an amazing, amazing man, and you should be so proud of him. All right, everybody, I'm going to Florida this weekend. Going to go to the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show at La Fontainebleau. Delta.com is taking me there. So if you're traveling anytime soon, you know who to call. You know where to go. Delta.com, my favorite airline. Guess me where I need to go. Other than that, my events for the week are pretty calm. My sister's birthday is tomorrow, so I'm sure we'll go celebrate. And other than that, you know, life is good, people. Just when you think it's bad, tune into To The Max and find out the truth of what's going on with our world. One world. Like my boys, Mary J. Blige, and you know, you too say, what do they say? One love, one life. So one world, I'm going to add to that. And we're living here, and everything is good. And it's time for me to wrap up, because now I'm just rambling. I'm really tired. It's almost 12 o'clock midnight here. I had a fantastic show, and I want to thank you all for listening. Write to me. Check out MaxTucci.com, LA Radio, LATalkRadio.com. You can always call us at 323-203-0815. Listen to all the shows. Tune in more often. And everyone, like I say it every time, this is how I close my show. But before I close my show, everyone, be inspired. And you know what? Thank a veteran. I got to stress that. And I got to go because you know what? It's time to go. So everyone, like I say at every show, remember to take life to the max. Sam, I'm out of here. Good night, everybody. Peace.
You're listening to To The Max. To The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.